Ed, we'll move right into the presenting our request tonight to place on the hearts of all of us an individual needs or request for those or what we should pray for during this month ahead. So if I could just begin with Arlene, if you would want to share what you would request that we pray about this week.
I would request that we make a special point of praying for those who are in prison, and particularly Alvaro and David. I feel that both of them have gotten into their Hispanics. They have gotten into the system, and charges are being added, and the system is very unfair, and it's a real struggle for some of these people.
David, what was the other name again? I should know it.
David Gallegos.
Gallegos.
And Gallegos.
Mm-hmm.
And Alvaro Rodas.
Rhoda. Okay. Thank you, Arlene. Thank you. You're keeping safe. And
Alvaro's date is the 15th of this month.
Okay.
David's is in January.
Okay.
But they are both struggling.
Very important part of our world that we need to be in touch with. Gina?
Glenna.
Yes. And that reminded me of a young woman who grew up in our congregation who is in prison. And I have been writing to her on occasion, and I would ask prayers for her. Her name is Erin McCool.
Okay.
That she be prepared for when she gets out. She has been in and out. And I desire so much for her to be prepared for the freedom that comes.
Mm. Beautiful. Beautiful. Gary, who do you hold up tonight?
I'd like us to remember somebody that Winnie Tepper asked us to pray for a month ago. Judah, age 4, I think that's the name, who suffers with severe anxiety. Now, let's face it, if you're 4 years old, you shouldn't have severe anxiety. So I'd like you to pray for that person.
Very good. Thank you, Gary. Winnie?
I would like for you to pray for my grandson, Chris Slayton. He's the one who has pancreatitis, and yes, he does have some drinking problem, but he has found out through the doctors that this is a genetic. This pancreatitis is also a genetic thing. Now, it probably showed up early in him because of his drinking, but he can be in the hospital even when he has not been drinking. And so I'm so afraid that he is getting the wrong help. He's going to a counselor now, and I don't get a chance to talk to him very often, but the little bit that I do get to hear from him, it just concerns me that this counselor may not be a Christian counselor, and you just don't know where that's going to lead.
Very good. Thank you. Bob?
I'd like to have you pray for my wife, Beth. She's really got a multitude of physical problems, arthritis and fibromyalgia, and so on. And so every day it just is a real, real struggle. Never out of pain. And as a trooper keeps going, but I would really ask prayers for sustaining blessing, whatever God chooses to do along that line. I know what I want, but that's, you know, what I want and what God wants may be two totally different things.
Thanks, Bob. Bev?
I think we should be praying for the leadership of the church. Mm. There's a big change coming.
Mm. Okay. All right. I would like to extend prayers for two people. One is my granddaughter, Alexis, who lives with me. She's in that middle ground of just becoming an adult and yet having still the challenges of a teenager. Fortunately, we ate dinner together tonight and shared a little bit, but she's still exploring, and it's giving me more empathy for that generation and what they're faced with. The second person would be Judy Alban. Judy struggled with a lot of physical issues. She has so much talent and giftedness, and she's out in Delaware. And I've had a hard time even reaching her the last 3 or 4 days because either her or Grace, her mother, there's no communication. There's no phone connection. I think the Wi-Fi has gone out, and so it's isolated them. But I think in the future, I pray that Judy will be able to see her future ministry down with her children in West Virginia. That's my leading, that's where she would be served wonderfully. She's got a lot of grandchildren down there, and it would be good for them, but that's just an initial thought. I just hold her up, and she's very talented. Many of you know her. I thank you for all sharing, and Ed, I'm going to ask you for what you pray for, and then you're going to do the closing prayer, are you? Gary's not here. Okay.
Steve was going to.
Oh, Steve, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he's not here.
Okay, Ed, who would you
be happy to.
Who would you hope to lift up in prayer request tonight?
I would like for you to pray for one of our grandsons, Cole, C-O-L-E, mm-hmm. Cerise, mm-hmm. C-E-R-I-S-E. Cole right now is making some major changes in his life. He's got it. Looks like he's got a job, but Cole is struggling. So just pray for Cole. He's having trouble growing up.
Mm-hmm. I counsel all of us to listen carefully to the voice of the Lord when you pray over each one of these. We each have gifts that can enhance and strengthen our common prayer offerings, and to reach those that we have made pleas to God for help and insight.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we stand in awe of your presence. You are an awesome God. You love us when we don't even deserve it. But you have created each one of us. And oh God, we have expressed needs in our families and our loved ones this past few minutes, and would hold all those up to you for blessing and prayer. You know each one of them very well. And so, Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for your spirit that's been moving among us. And we praise you, Father, for being our God and our King. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Did Lorenzo get a chance to share?
Who?
Pardon?
Lorenzo. Did he give us a name?
Give us a...
Said, did Lorenzo give us a name to pray for?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Lorenzo?
My concern is not an individual. Okay. It's the way the elderly are treated by our health system in this country.
Okay.
Or mistreated by our health system in this country. It was became very evident to us at my wife's stay in the hospital how everything is dictated by the insurance companies. And it's not the needs of the individuals that they look after.
Right.
That's true.
Very true. Yeah.
Thank you, Lorenzo. Lorenzo, what's the final line here? May
the Lord bless and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and grant you his peace. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen.
Amen.